Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to end the day with an inner song of thanks. Our guest today is Kamala K. Kapoor, and she's author of The Privilege of Aging, and I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. Now, Kamala has not called in yet, so we're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects, is the different kinds of psychic ability. You know, psychic ability is not this woo-woo stuff. It's actually interpreting energy. And everybody has this ability. It's really tantamount on the amount that you have by education and using it and trial and error. And if somebody tells you that they can teach you to be psychic, they really can't, because everybody's journey is just a little different and it's just theirs. But, you know, when you go and listen to things, you can glean things that seem right for you, but it's not going to be 100% right for you, because you have your own path, your own journey. And so that's why I say, when you're reading something or you're listening to something, if something feels right, gut feel is usually 99.99% right. It's only when you think that it gets off. So when you feel it, then take that. But if later on, even if I say something later on that doesn't make sense to you or you don't like, then don't listen to it. Okay? Take what is right for you at the time. And if you're supposed to hear it again, it will come back to you. So there's no mistakes in life, you know. So there's only good old learning experiences. And so, you know, we wanted, everybody has to be, I think we all need to be a little bit more psychic. And I'll tell you why. This is my, I'm making this up as we go. It's really not made up. This is what I'm getting. Artificial intelligence is artificial, right? And so they're trying to do intuitive reasoning, okay? That's pretty much what artificial intelligence is get a whole bunch of facts and then and be like a psychic and figure out which facts are right and then throw it up in the area, right? And yet, you know, AI is only 26% right. So right now, on the search engines, they're using AI, and they're also using AI in many, many things. And AI now is taking away creativity. The web took away critical thinking, right? And now AI, because you're going to be able to create so many things, you know, easily without ever thinking, there you have it. And matter of fact, the other day I was reading that Prime is going to be giving you, you know, when you see a couple of series of, you're watching a TV show that's series long, you know, season one, season two, season three. Well, what they're going to do is going to be using AI to give you short synopsis so that you can get the gist of everything in a second, which means now you're going to be, AI is designed to make you lazy, right? They don't want you to work. And now you're going to be even lazier because you don't even have to watch the whole thing and the whole acting and the whole thing. So, I mean, what a waste. How much leisure time do you want? I mean, when we're productive and we're helping people, this is what we're supposed to be doing, you know? And when they try and take all of this away with less jobs and less this and less that, making us dumb down with no critical thinking and now no creativity. Well, you know, that is why I believe that we have to actually enhance our own psychic ability so that we can feel what is right and what is wrong, because AI is only 27% right, which means it's 80-something percent wrong, right? So there you are. You're going to believe something that's only 27% right. And if I was talking to a good friend of mine who, you know, as I was a datacom engineer and for 18 years, and I was talking to a friend of mine who was in software development, and I was saying, this is crazy. I said, you know, if you make a mistake, you know, it's going to be learning from itself. And to find that mistake and correct that mistake, you'll never be able to do it. She said, no, you can't. And she says, and there'll be one patch over another patch over another patch compounding the problem. She said, there's not going to be any way to reconnect or recorrect what is being said. And then that becomes law, right? And then everybody's looking at that, and it's not real. So if we develop our own intuition and we don't use AI and we don't buy into the program, I think we'd be a lot better off, right? So that's why I'm going to talk to you about the types of different psychic ability. And if Kamala comes on, you know, we'll interview her and get more on her book on the privilege of aging. And then we'll go back to it after the interview. But in any event, let's go ahead and do something here, right? You don't want dead air, do you? Okay. So what is psychic ability, right? Now, psychic ability has been called metaphysics. It's called ESP, like extrasensory perception. It's called prophecy, the sixth sense, and psi, PSI, which is a Greek letter which equates to the mind and the unknown, and that's psi ability, right? So parapsychology is a recognized field of science. As a matter of fact, in most colleges in Europe, they have a parapsychology department. Berkeley, University of Berkeley, gave away PhDs in parapsychology, but they no longer do it. So it's not like it's woo-woo or crazy or whatever. They just don't want you to understand and use your own abilities because they... Once you do and you start understanding what life is all about and what things are all about and be able to interpret things, then they can't use fear to control you, right? And so this is what they want to do. I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, you know, let's just have a bunch of people watching television, entertaining themselves and spending money. But we can't give them any jobs, so, you know, well, we'll have to give them the money to spend. You know, what are they thinking? I don't understand. This is not life as it's supposed to be or as we should do it. Sounds to me like somebody's dancing with the aliens. Whatever. Okay, so since parapsychology, they're actually the scientists that study the paranormal. Now, Russia has many, many parapsychologists, and they've been studying this for many years. I mean, I know that I was reading about experiments in Russia in the 1960s. And, of course, every government has psychics, whether you believe it or not. They do. And a lot of times, and there's an interesting story, which I believe is true, but where World War II was actually helped become resolved because of a group of psychics, English psychics, that were out doing their thing. But that's another story. That was given to me. That was an interesting thing. I had met this guy, and many years ago, I guess about maybe 27 years ago. Anyway, he was a very high Mason, and he had, you know, the Masons are not allowed to give out the knowledge that they know because, you know, they've been doing metaphysics and psychic ability for and practices for, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Well, anyway, this guy turned around and he gave me the information that he wrote a book because he was told to allow for all of this to come through, you know, and he did. And it was a very interesting book to see what was going on with the Masons and also with many, many, many stories on that, on how they used psychics in different ways. So, and he actually had met the woman that had been the psychic that had helped with find Hitler and disperse. And they actually, you know, as above, so below. You know, if there's chaos above, then there's chaos below. And so what happens is that, you know, wherever we're doing here on this level, there's a spiritual battle on the other side. And I fight that a lot. I know a lot of my hosts, one of my hosts that has passed over, Faith Rinaldi, was really fighting on the other side every night. And not only on this planet, but other things, you know, who knows. There's so much out there. But what I'm saying is, if you develop your own psychic ability, then you will know what is right for you and what is not. And you test it. And as you grow, it expands. And it's all about actually using your ability so that you can get enlightened, so that you can find out what you're supposed to do to help humanity or the planet. And then we can work together so that we can get consciousness elevated so that it's for the greater good of all, not just for the select few. And so that's what we're trying to do, is to get as close to God as we possibly can, which you probably never do because it's pure love, right? And it's not the love of a man and a woman, but just pure love, greater than that. And so, but that's what we're here for, and we can contribute and be part of the solution, or we can be part of the problem. Stop with the politics. Stop with the sides. Stop with the duality. It's all one, right? So stay as positive as possible, no matter what, and understand that no matter what you think, and no matter what the 1% thinks or what the politicians think, they are not in control, okay? God is in control. There is a source in control. So, you know, let them play their games and just sit back and watch and just look at it like a Charlie Chaplin comedy. Because really, how often does that, what they do, really affect you? It truly doesn't. So, and it only affects you if you allow it to. Understand and welcome change as a friend rather than looking at it as a detriment that's going to stop you from going where you are. And that's part of aging. You know, you learn what's important, and as you age, you learn what's more important to you. And, you know, remember, when you die, the only thing you take with you is the love you give and the love you receive. Other than that, you take nothing. So here you go. Okay, so where does psychic ability come from? Well, nobody knows the ultimate power of the human mind today. And being psychic from the age of 8, you know, my experience suggests the following theory. And now, evidence suggests that we only use about 10% of our brain. And the brain is divided into two parts. It's the left logical side, which produces rational thought. And then we have the right creative side, where imagination and intuition reside. Now, most of our time is spent in the left logical mode. And, you know, I believe that when we balance the left and right side of the brain, it opens up a pathway to the 90% part of the brain, excuse me, sorry about that, we don't use. And it's in that part of the brain where psychic ability and the ability to self-heal exists. Yes, we can self-heal. Yes, we can. Now, this is just my theory. However, recent scientific studies are now coming to light, which support acceptance of this theory. You know, in my experience, psychic ability is different from intuitive ability. Now, intuition is a state of consciousness where everybody has the ability to tap into it. It's also the start of psychic ability and how you develop it. Now, men perceive it as hunches, and everybody's probably heard of women's intuition. Well, it exists, and prolonged use, trust, and discernment of your intuition leads to psychic ability, and it usually takes a long, arduous process of developing and growth on a total mind-body-spirit level to understand and use it correctly and wisely. Now, here are the types of different kinds of psychic abilities, because there's many different kinds and levels, and they vary per individual. But there are some predefined categories, and some of these are automatic writing. Now, this is the art of writing through the subconscious mind without conscious thought or through guided writing from the unknown. I was in Sedona one time, and I didn't know what a vortex was. I heard about them, but I didn't know what they did or what they were or how they were. So I went to Sedona with a friend of mine, and I decided I was going to do some automatic writing. So we would ask the people where the vortex was, and we'd go to the vortex, and I'd sit down, and I'd just start automatic writing. And then on the way home, we bought a book on vortexes, And then I read my, first I read the book, what it said that the vortex was supposed to be, and then I read my writing to a witness, right, that was with me at the time. And it was very interesting. I talked about, you know, different kinds of crystals and alien energy and things like that, and that was Del Rock, and Del Rock was said to have done this. I talked about healing for Boynton Canyon, and guess what? It was about healing. So it was very interesting, but one by one of all the vortexes, it ended up being correct. So it was funny. And so that's automatic writing, where you're just sitting down and allowing the, without conscious thought, to be guided writing from an unknown source. So that was very interesting. Today, there, first off, in vortexes, the Indians knew that you never lived in these vortexes, right? You never lived near them. You know, they were sacred spaces. And vortexes have, there's one predominant energy. It's either electromagnetic or electrical energy. And so, for example, Boynton Canyon is more electromagnetic energy and lesser electrical energy, which, of course, helps healing. And then Bell Rock is more electrical energy rather than electromagnetic. So the vortexes always have a primary and then a secondary energy, just as we do. I'm electromagnetic. Few psychics have electromagnetic energy. Most of them are electrical, which is fine, you know, whatever. Both can get you where you need to go. So that's a little bit about automatic writing. And then there's channeling, and that's the art of receiving information from an outside source. And, so you can do, get information from different things. For example, I can get, if I touch a tree, I can get information from that tree. So I'm getting information from the tree, not from me. And, or if I stand on a ground, I can channel down into the ground and see who is on that space, names, dates, places, almost from the beginning of time in a certain spot. So, and then channeling is, you know, where you can just do that. And then there's clairaudience. Now that's the ability to hear or perceive sounds which are not normally audible. Now, you know that dogs have higher frequency ranges, but I'm talking about sounds that may be from the other side, you know, and that nobody might hear. For example, there's a lot of aerospace companies around here, and they're testing sound. And in the middle of the night, it'll be a frequency that nobody can hear, but I won't be able to sleep. And then, you know, of course, energetically, I know how to stop it. So thanks, guys. So if your things are going down, guess what? Don't do it when I'm trying to sleep. Anyway, so that's a little bit about clairaudience, where you hear things that maybe nobody else can hear. Then there's clairsentience. Now, that's an energy of knowing an event, past, present, or future through a feeling. Now, when I do readings for people, people are usually looking to get a reading because they're emotional about something. So emotions are feelings, right? So I want to connect with them on that level to help them ascertain what is right for them. And so what I do is I use clairsentience, and it's just a way of me understanding and getting to them and doing all of that wonderful thing. And then there's clairvoyance, and that's extrasensory perception of an event which is not present to the five senses. It could be seeing something that's happening in the future, like a earthquake or whatever. Divination, that's a prophecy or prediction or fortune telling by the act of practicing the occult arts. I don't usually do that because there's it's not necessary. I can go straight to source, which I'm connected, God connected. So I don't need to be using divination. I can get everything I need without that. And certain divination, like tarot cards and things like that, they all have spirits in back of them or energies in back of them that, you know, tarot cards will say, oh, you'll walk across the street, but it won't tell you you're going to get hit by a car when you walk across the street. So I'd rather not use that. Then ESP, that's a sense of perception perception outside or a part of your normal senses. It's just something that you feel or know. It's like a knowing. Hero scripting is the same as automatic writing. It's like automatic painting or drawing, and this is the graphic version of the automatic writing. And then intuition or intuitive, knowing, learning, and acting or perceiving by intuition is another thing. When we get back from break, I'll talk to you a little bit about mediumship and some of the other things of psychic ability, so stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we're talking about the many faces of psychic ability and all the different kinds and types of psychic abilities. And when, right before the break, we've talked about intuition, and which everybody has. And then we're going to now talk about medium. A medium is a person who channels by relaying information from an outside source. So if a lot of this people think that medium are for ghosts, and yeah, they are, you know, people who have passed over on the other side. And I've had many experiences with that since I'm 8 years old all the way, and then we did a couple of documentaries. The International Society for Paranormal Research asked me to participate in a couple of different kind of documentaries on that, so we got very much depth in that, and we were actually studying ghosts and different kinds of things that we have. So it was kind of a very interesting time. So ghosts do exist, and a lot of times ghosts can come back because of intense emotions like anger or hate, or love, or they die and they don't realize they haven't crossed over. They're kind of in a limbo type of thing. And when I do that, a lot of times I will cross the entity over so that they can be happy and doing all of that. And a transmedium channel is a consciousness where an entity or a consciousness enters into the human being and communicates through that person. Now, Dana Smoller in the team did that, and sometimes her eyes would change color and all sorts of things. It was just like crazy making. So, and it's hard sometimes to get them out. So I don't do that. It's one of the few prophecy and transmedium channels. I don't pretend, I don't do that at all, you know, because it's just not, I don't want anybody in my body except me and God, okay? That's so sorry. I'm just not going to do that. They try every once in a while to get in, but I find that I know because, you know, I've honed in my psychic abilities so much that it's just a great thing, you know, to understand and do. Okay. So next is precognition, and that's seeing ahead in time, and it's a prediction or a premonition of an event or something that will happen in the future. And a lot of times I will see many things, and then they will happen. And so that's the way it kind of goes, you know. But a lot of times I don't, they'll just come unbidden to me. You know, I don't really actively go out and take a look at that. Prophecy, then, is another one. That's to predict a future under the event of divine guidance. Now, I talk to God all the time, and I take direction all the time. However, to say that I'm prophesizing is, I'm going to leave that to Jesus and Muhammad Buddha and all those people that really know what they're saying. I'm not on that level. Psychometry is divining knowledge about an object or a person connected with an object through contact with the object. So in other words, if you touch something, and in my classes when I was teaching at Omega, I would have different kinds of things from different people that they had held and whatever, and then I would give it to the class and then give them some ABC answers. Where do you feel this? What do you feel? How do you feel? And so there's ways to develop these things. Then we have psychokinesis, and now that's the ability to move objects with the mind. It's interesting that sometimes with living things and elements, you know, you're actually co-creating and in time, in tandem with them. So, for example, if in Sedona, in some really great places, I can actually have the wind come up and go into a gale and then immediately quiet it down like a gentle breeze. I can bring the clouds to me. I can do a lot of things energetically. I don't know whether it's because I'm electromagnetic and the magnetic power comes through or whatever. I don't know what it is. Of course, one time I was really cocky and did that, and the clouds came and rained all over me. You kind of have to be a little careful about that. You know, you just don't want to be throwing things out saying, hey, I can do this, you know. But it's just interesting. So you can actually move things and objects and things like that. Remote viewing has been used very many times, and I can do that. I've been hired to go into different kinds of meetings, and different kinds of countries have hired me, and all sorts of stuff. I'm not going to tell you who, what, where, or when, but I've found things like hidden treasure, and I've seen what's happening in real time. I have a capacity of going back in time and seeing exactly what was happening, which is what I did with COVID, right? I went back in time to see the source and found what really happened. And it was not of the rhetoric that they're trying to give you. And later on, it proved true before anybody had even did it. I just knew something was incorrect about it. And then there's telepathy, which is mind-to-mind communication. I do that all the time. I have a friend of mine, Joan, that I've known. She lives in New York, and I'm now in California, and I knew her in 1968, and we became very close friends, and we would be going up to work, and because we carpooled even back then, and we would have whole conversations without even saying anything because we were doing mind-to-mind communication. All we'd be is, yep, mm-hmm, yep. It was, if anybody was watching, they'd go, what the heck? But even today, if I don't talk to her, and I don't talk to her often, but when I'm thinking about her, she'll either call me if she's thinking about me, I'll definitely call her, and she'll say, oh, I knew you were going to call. And I said, yeah, I know. And so there is mind-to-mind communication. Mothers have it with daughters, and even when they die on the other side, it can go, the connection between a mother and a daughter is, and they just did some Harvard studies on this, is, especially during dream time, is tremendous. I mean, that connection is, for some reason, very high. I think maybe it will be because of the element of women producing birth and being the steward for keeping our DNA strains complete. But now with this mRNA vaccines and things like that, I don't know how we're going to kind of do that. I just read today, this morning, that people in the United States are not having children. They're choosing not to have children. And there's a problem with that because who's going to do the subsequent generations? You know, you've got to be careful with that because, I mean, there's actually populations, ethnic populations, that want to produce a lot of children so that they can actually take over the world. And after a certain period of time, that can work, right? So, but the reason that people aren't having kids is, especially in the U.S., is because it's a conscious decision. You can't afford to raise a kid. You just can't afford to do it. You can't afford the food. You can't afford the shots. You can't afford anything with them. So people are not doing that. But anyway, so those are a little bit about the psychic abilities, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Duff. Stuff, stuff, where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff, the Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Now, we were almost through with different kinds of psychic abilities. I have two more for you. And then after that, we're going to open up the rest of the show to readings because Kamala cannot come on for today, and that's too bad. But anyway, so the next psychic ability is clairgustus. Now, most people don't know what that is, but it's the taste. You get taste in your mouth for unexplained reasons. Now, a lot of times when you're dreaming about like chocolate in your dream or you're dreaming about something, it means that there's a nutrient in that product that you're dreaming about that you need. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like all of a sudden out of nowhere, I'll get a taste of chocolate in my mouth, and then somebody will call for a reading. I'm saying, hey, did you just eat chocolate? And she said, yeah, I just had a chocolate bar. So, you know, when I'm connecting with these people, because I do that before they even call in, you can get that kind of feeling or taste in your mouth on that. So that's called clairgustus. And then there's another thing that most people don't know about called clairolfaction. Now, I think a lot of people experience this, but they don't realize what it is. And clairolfaction is the sense of the sixth sense of smell. You know, it's like, you know, when I was working with the ISPR at Vogue Theater, there was a guy died there, and he was, you know, died in his own vomit, and he, you know, he was a drug addict and whatever, and he was a ghost that was walking around, and we were studying them, so we didn't clear him right away, and so every time you wouldn't see him, but anytime you would go, you would smell vomit. And if we were doing ghost tours or showing people about things, because a lot of times the movie industry wanted to know about things for their movies or whatever, so we would give them tours, and they would smell that too. And so that's that. Another thing that is very common is that if your mother or aunt or your grandmother or someone that you loved wore a specific perfume, a lot of times when they're thinking about you or you will actually, and they're close to you, you will smell their perfume. So so this is called clairolfaction, and so that's the psychic sense of smell. And those are some of the types of psychic ability that I've kind of found. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to open the whole show up to readings, and it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need some information on natural health, you know, dietary stuff or medical intuitive stuff, or even if you want me to channel somebody from the other side, I'll be there for you. If you have a life problem or you have a spiritual objective, then I want you to call me because I can help, and I would love for you to love to help you because that's part of my service on this planet. So feel free, write to call our toll-free number, which is 800-555-5453. Yes, that's a real number. 800-555-5453. Or if you're local, or if you're international and you're listening to the program, you can do country code number 1, and then it's 310-371-5444. 310-371-5444. Even numbers will get you to me, and I'll be very, very glad to answer any of your questions. Just remember to limit it to one, so in case more people are calling, I want to make sure that we can get to all of them. Again, 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. I know a lot of you are saying, well, I like what she's saying. I don't want to interrupt her. But please do, because this is what I'm all about in this part of the program. Okay, so let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to talk about the herb rosemary. Now, it's a really favorite herb, both medicinally and as a symbol for remembrance, and also in my pasta sauce. I like rosemary in my pasta sauce. I also use rosemary essential oil to, right before I go to sleep, I'll put, you know, I'll just sniff some rosemary oil, and it gives me, it opens up sinus passages. It does so many things. And it's really a Mediterranean shrub that gradually spread north, and it was first grown in England by the wife of Edward III in the 14th century. And the plant is an excellent tonic and all-around stimulant. It's always been regarded as uplifting and energizing, and it helps with exhaustion and weakness and depression and circulation, digestion. It's really, really great. And it's good for memories. They're useful for headaches, and the essential oil is great for stimulating rub for arthritis conditions, and it's been also used as a hair tonic and also to encourage growth of hair and also restoring color. So it's usually found in a lot of commercial shampoos. So there you have it, a little bit about rosemary. Okay, let's go to Bree in Los Angeles. Hey, Bree.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you had any natural remedies for eye pressure or those types of eye pressure. Do you know of any?
Yeah, there are two great eye, there's actually three great herbs that you can help with all of that. One is called zeaxanthin, and another one is bilberry is another herb that will help with the flow and everything on that. And then also there is lutein. Lutein is found in tomatoes and stuff. So those are the three that will help a lot with eyes, and it helps everything in the eye, and it stops macular degeneration. It helps to stop cataracts. And so those are the three things that I would suggest for eye problems.
Can you spell zeaxanthin?
I'm gonna try, okay? It's Z-E-A-X-A-E-N-N-T-H-I-N. Zeaxanthin. Zeaxanthin.
Okay.
And lutein and bilberry. All three of those are great, and you can't overdose on those. I mean, yeah, so there you have it. And if you want your eyes to be blue, I don't think you have blue eyes, but if you want your eyes to be blue, you can bilberry will help make your eyes blue again, too. And it's interesting, they just found a way to make brown eyes blue with laser surgery. I don't know why you would want that, but they have it now doing it. I don't think I would do it, but exactly. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Bree.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, if you'd like an answer to your question, give me a call at 1-800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. We're going to break, so it's perfect time to call in. And again, the numbers are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. And click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMackenzie.net. At LindaMackenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMackenzie.net. Visit LindaMackenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're almost on our last segment, so if you do want a reading, give a call now at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. We're going to get to our gemstone of the week, and gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to get what you desire or what you want. And I have stones all over the place. I mean, gemstones everywhere. I wear them. And, you know, I'm not only wearing, like, the precious gems, like diamonds and stuff. No, I like the semi-precious, you know, like amethyst and, you know, marcasite and different kinds of things and things like that. And every once in a while I'll wear an emerald or whatever, depending on what I want to accomplish. Diamonds, of course, are complete love. So when you're wearing diamonds, it's a very high frequency. Just like rose is a very high frequency, feminine frequency in essential oils, and jasmine is the highest male energy frequency in essential oils. All these wonderful things that I know. Goodness, and now you do too. Okay, so we're going to do a stone that we don't talk about, and it's called calcite. Now, calcite is either colorless, it's white, but it can also become green, pink, peach, golden colors, or orange and yellow, red, blue, gray, or black when other compounds blend with it during its formation. So it's kind of very interesting. Now, this mineral releases electrical impulses, and when it's placed under pressure, and it's an energy amplifier, it's said to help the mind and body to remember, the mind to remember information brought to during astral travel or channeling experiences, and the body to remember the state of perfection during disease in order to return to the natural state of health. And because there's a lot of times when you can't get well, it's because your body has gotten used to the problem. So if you have like a chronic pain, you have no memory for some reason. You have no memory of what it was like when you were before pain, so that the mind can't get you back there. So a lot of times that's why, you know, these crystals and different kinds of natural medicines can help so that you can remember how you were when you were in perfect health, so your body could readjust itself and start working towards that again. It's really calcite used in multi-directional energy distribution. It appears like that the energy is, when it's directed towards central forces of the mineral, it separates and returns it in double intensity. So it's a very polarizing prismatic energy, and it helps a whole spectrum of energy to clear and activate all of the chakras at once. So it's kind of interesting. Calcite is a world teacher for all of humanity. It facilitates awareness and appreciation of the creative forces of nature. And it's an excellent stone when studying the arts and sciences. Now, if you place different kinds of colors of calcite on the body, it induces amplification of your energy field. Right? So if you place calcite on the with the appropriate chakra color on the chakra itself, it not only clears it and activates the chakra, but it also provides a sweeping action which clears all the remaining centers of the body. And the clear calcite and golden calcite are excellent energy sources for use at the crown chakra, and the clear calcite has also been used at all chakras to provide for that amplification of energy. Now, calcite can be used to stop diseases and improper functioning of the kidneys, the pancreas, and spleen, and it can be used to promote the decalcification of bone growths, and in addition, it is a balancing agent for the assimilation of calcium within the body. And there you have it. So there's a lot of different kinds of calcite and different kinds of energy. For example, like green calcites have been used to rid the body of infections and to provide a barrier to diminish the effect of microorganisms, you know. And it also has been used with different kinds of stones and quartz to eliminate candida. So you have to really take a look at all these wonderful things that stones can do. They can really help you in many, many, many areas. So, you know, Christmas is coming and the holidays are coming and Thanksgiving is coming. I mean, back in August, they had Christmas stuff out. I'm going, wait a minute. We haven't been through fall, Thanksgiving. We're already here. So they're trying to rush up and whatever. But this year, it's going to be interesting because they didn't produce a lot of new things because so many things were still not sold. So you're going to see a lot of recyclable things in there that you kind of might have seen last year. So a new product isn't there. Which brings me to the point where how much do you really need? You know? So maybe less is more. Get a better quality and let's not just toss away things. You know, for example, one of the biggest problems in the environment is the throwaway clothing, where you're buying something, wearing it once, and then throwing it away. We are producing too much stuff, okay? And, you know, Amazon and all the big guys, they all want you to get stuff, and they've made it quite easy. I mean, you don't have to go to the store anymore. You can go there. And believe me, it's easy. And, you know, when you need something, it's great to have it delivered. But I like to go out to the store so I can feel and taste and touch. And so we have to make sure that we're it's time to really kind of go back to buying basics and really not worrying about how you look with these things, but by quality instead of quantity. And go back to the time where we used to have, you know, great pants that never went out of style and jackets that never went out of style. And then every year we would buy one or two outfits to be trendy, you know, and we'd wear those trendy things. But now it's every time and people and kids are changing two or three times a day. For what? I mean, really? I mean, it's crazy making. We're using too many resources. And when then we're using the wrong ones. And all these things are plastics. And, you know, rayon is kind of, it started, rayon used to be wood fibers, okay? Rayon used to be wood fibers. But polyester is, guess what? Plastic. So when you're taking the clothes and you're throwing them away, they're getting into the environment, and that's what's happening with our foods and whatever, and our water and our air and our soil. I don't think we have grown too dependent on plastic, if you think about it. They'll tell you, be careful of eating plastic, but they'll put the food in plastic. Wait a minute. How does that work? Anyway, so be conscious and be careful and take care of the environment and nature because it's trying to take care of you and we want to support it as much as we can. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I hope you learned one thing today. If you did, I'm really happy, because that's what it's all about, right? Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Go to soulsearch.tv, and watch my Live with Linda special. It's really kind of fun. And then tell me if you like it or not, and we'll see if we can do some more for you if you want. Anyway, I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of surrender, strength, and harmony. Bye.